edge of the dial, and only on KBOO.
Every Friday, noon to 1:30.
We who believe in freedom cannot rest.
This is KBOO Portland. The time is 10 a.m. And coming up on KBOO, Air Cascadia headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre. Followed at 10:15 with Flashpoints, with more on Israel's assault on the Gaza Strip. Also an interview with a member of Jews for Palestinian Right of Return. And international law expert Francis Boyle discusses Israel's actions as a potential genocide. At 11 on the Radio Zine, host Jenka Soderberg gets an update on the latest deaths from Israeli bombings in Gaza with Mohammed Nabil. At 11:20, Roberta Schwartz of Neighbors for a Livable West Lynn talks about saving the White Oak Savannah of the Willamette Valley and an upcoming summer concert. At 11:40, host Daniel Flessis speaks with members of Dreamland Art Collective about a series of upcoming events that will act as micro-examinations into how culture and technology are shifting the structure of relationships. Thank you, KBOO members, for your generous support. If you are not a current member, you can remedy that when you go to kboo.fm and click where it says Donate Today. In the meantime, stay tuned to 90.7 FM, KBOO Portland, your community radio.
Morning, Cascadia. Today is Friday, July 25th, 2014, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. I've been out for a few days following the news closely and watching from afar, as all of us in Portland, watching with horror at the murderous attack on the people of Gaza, who have been under siege for these many years, unable to come and go freely, unable to even import concrete to rebuild their shattered homes, unable to export anything they produce, what little they're able to produce under these conditions, unable to thus generate any sort of foreign revenues, and unable to import anything. Oh, excuse me, they're allowed to import Coca-Cola. You have to watching the behavior, the bombing of United Nations schools that are clearly marked, the bombing of the Al-Wafa hospital clearly marked. You have to wonder what kind of people would do such a thing. It's an extraordinary what's going on. It's historic proportions. Hundreds took to the streets of downtown Portland last night to protest the Israeli military action in Gaza. The protest started in the evening around 6ish at Pioneer Square. Thousands of demonstrators gathered in European cities as well this week and across the United States to express support for the beleaguered Palestinians in Gaza. This is a 7-day, going an 18-day offensive. It's Friday, the traditional day of protest, and days are, is being proclaimed a days of rage. This is also the end of Ramadan. The idea, too, that such an attack would be initiated during Ramadan is unspeakable. Unspeakable. And the silence of the rest of the world, that, too, is shameful. Past telling. The genocide continues while the world rationalizes the bloodshed. Another massacre is currently underway right now. The Al Ray Palestinian Media Agency, the result, it says that relentless Israeli shelling and sniper fire wreaking death and destruction and everything that moves in the zone east of Khan Yunis. At least 120 Palestinians have been injured just in the last few hours, and two killing clashes which occurred in the occupied West Bank city of Khan. Yeah, that's still ongoing. The electronic intifada's Nadia Ilya, yeah, from her we learned that we already dreaded to see what we dreaded to even imagine. Mordechai Keder, an Israeli military intelligence officer turned academic, matter of factly suggested this week that raping the wives and mothers of Palestinian combatants would deter attacks by Hamas militants. And there you have it. They're advocating rape as an instrument of war. It is an extraordinary situation, and the silence, the total apathy of the rest of the world is inconscionable. We are going to now speak. We're very fortunate to. I don't even have the gentleman's name. He is. Baslan Alassi. Yeah, I do have the name. Excuse me for that. I apologize. I'm delighted to welcome you, Baslan Alassi, Executive Director of Al Wafa Hospital. I'm very, very honored to speak with you. And I want to just turn the rest of this program over and hear you describe what's going on, what you've seen so far. And go ahead, please.
Thank you for having me. I'm Baslan Alassi. I'm the executive director of Al Wafa Hospital that was targeted from the beginning of the war against the Palestinians in Gaza, and it was destroyed completely just 2 days ago by 5 missiles, each one weighed 1 ton, because we have extremely huge building, and we've been there for the last 30 years. I mean, we're not new. So the Israelis have destroyed 30 years of investments and the health system in Gaza, because we are the only medical rehabilitation hospital in Gaza. Right now, there is more than 5,000 injured in Gaza because of the Israelis' attack. And 30% of them, they need medical rehabilitations. These men and women and children, they are deprived from being treated at our hospitals, and they will be sent home either to die slowly or to be a handicapped person. The Israelis are firing indiscriminately. When I drive my car in the streets, I feel the rockets are as if it is coming on my head because of the firing of the Israelis indiscriminately from the sea and from the land. And from the air, even so, the Israeli, they're saying that they are trying to avoid civilians, but many, many, many of the dead people, which has reached almost 1,000, many of them are women and children. And I weep when I see them. When I walk in the street, I see people with families walking, running in the streets. And I ask them, where are you going? I said, just to any place that is to shelter us from the Israelis. And some of them, I opened my home, and I brought like 6 families to my home and just asked them to calm down. And I'm trying my best to let these people live in safety. But the Israelis are not letting any place in Gaza in safe. They bombed the UNRWA school. They bombed hospitals. They bombed clinics. They bombed people playing on the beach, as if they are acting irrationally right now. And we don't understand why all the Israelis are acting that way. And the whole world, I don't mean the people of the world, I feel the support of the people of the world by them calling me every hour and then. But the governments of the world, the free world that is so-called, they are not acting, they are not doing to stop Israelis. What we want as a Palestinian is to live free, to end occupations, to be able to travel outside, to get the medications, to get the educations, to improve our infrastructures, to give hope, to give educations, and to give the people and the children jobs so they can be prosper and they can have a better future. The action of the Israelis does not bring more but miseries and hatred from the Palestinians toward the Israelis, and they are breeding more and more generations to fight them back. So the Israelis, by the force, they cannot solve anything. We have to end this war. We want the world to understand that this concentration camp that the Israelis are building and the Israelis are blocking the air, the sea, the land of these Palestinians, this is a huge prison where they are hunting, fighting, killing, picking on every person that moves. I've seen just 3 days ago, I've seen one of the volunteers, he was moving a wounded person from Shijaiya, which is where was the hospital, and sniper shot him once, twice, three times, and the fourth one was the killer shot, and we could not move to help him. And this does not bring peace at all, and the Palestinians are helpless. The only what they do right now, destroy our homes, destroy everything we have, the crop, the animal, the everything that we have. But we want to live free. We want to live in dignity. We either live that way, or we'd rather die than living under occupations. No more. 66 years is enough of occupations. So hopefully the world can hear us. We want occupation to end. We want free for our children. We want jobs for our children. We want better education for our children. We want better health for our children. And this is what we are fighting for, is to survive in the 21st century. We don't want end of occupation. We don't want any aggressor country that has the upper hand and the upper power to attack so little minor country that beside it. This is not fair, and we want the whole world, please, stop the Israelis' aggression against the Palestinians in Gaza.
Here in Portland, Oregon, people do feel helpless sometimes. What can we do? People do march in the streets. It is Friday. This is a traditional day of protests when people do turn out in the streets. Moving forward, there's talk of some sort of temporary ceasefire in which the Israeli Defense Forces would be there stationed in Gaza on the ground. That seems more, and the world seems to think that's a good idea. In my opinion, from my observations, that would be like having the Gestapo marching through the streets, probably kicking in what if people still have doors, if people still have houses, that would be invaded and violence perpetrated against the survivors of the bombing attacks. For right now, what would you like to see immediately that the rest of the world ought to be doing right now?
We want the world to call the Israelis consulate in their country. They must stop the war and go back to the line that they started just before the war. We don't want any Israelis inside Gaza. If they come in inside, there will be more and more arrests and massacres inside the cities, because the Israelis are, from our experience, when they get in a city, a massacre happens in the name of saying that we are defending ourselves. But we have seen many lies in their media justifying any acts that they do. They are saying we are defending ourselves, but in reality, these are civilians, these are children, these are women, these are pregnant women. I have seen people, the Israelis, I saw it here in the local TV, they're picking up the wounded people and arresting a wounded person. And these are just civilians, women and children, and 16 years old and 13 years old boys, they are arresting them. So for the Palestinian to accept the peace, it means end of occupations, end of the blockade, free the Palestinians to move in and out of Gaza. This is the only way the Palestinians here in Gaza, they will accept it. But the ceasefire, and we see the Israelis are moving around in our streets and our roads, and they invade our home and privacies. It's not going to happen. It's not going to work that way. This is one-side peace, not two-sided. We need the two-sided to sit down and see that both are having peace to live in that area and in that land. We don't want more occupation. So the first thing that I want to ask the whole world, ask the Israelis to stop the war, end the occupation, get out of Gaza and let the Gaza go freely out of Gaza and in of Gaza, and let the medicines, let the doctors, let the health, let the constructions, let the fuel, let the electricity, let the air come in Gaza, let the fishermen at least travel, go fishing, at least give them 6, 7, 8 miles instead of giving 1.5 or 2 miles just to do their fishing. Give us some free so we can live together. But if they continue to stress and blockade in Gaza, I mean, coexistence is not going to happen.
And the Palestinian people will never give up. They will never give up. Thank you so much for that, Basman. We've run out of time. I must say that I am very, very grateful. It's good to hear your voice. We're so glad to speak to you. We're honored to speak with you. And we, as a community, will do whatever we can to draw the world's attention to the plight of the Palestinian people.
Thank you.
This is a crime.
Keep us in your prayer and just ask God to bring peace to that piece of land, which is the Holy Land.
Thank you so much. One final note, a key government document obtained by The Intercept confirms that the Obama administration does not require, quote, concrete facts or irrefutable evidence, close quotes, to break